You are listening to Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
We have finally made it, folks. We have finally been taken off of the naughty list. I'm referring to the grey list that we sat on as a country for a little around 32 months from when we were listed in February of 2023. And now that we're off of the grey list, we're going to be taking a look at just what that means for the Republic of South Africa. I'm joined on the line by the head of research at City South Africa, Gina Schoeman, to take a look at this and see what you make of it. Gina, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. I suppose we'd been preparing for this moment. We had been all but awaiting this, but it is good to finally have that confirmation from the Financial Action Task Force that we are no longer a grey-listed country.
Yes, absolutely. If you think about it in that South Africa is unfortunately carrying quite a lot of stains to its reputation from, you know, more than a decade now of the state capture years, the corruption, the lack of reform, and this was added to that list. So it's a very good thing to remove that so that the list is shorter. And I must say, as much as it was expected, it is quite quick to exit the grey list within 32 months. So I do think that the sense around this removal from the grey list is a positive one and should have positive multiply effects down the line.
Gina, before we get into those positive multiply effects, let's perhaps look at why we were making such a big fuss about coming off of this grey list. What does this actually mean for a country like South Africa? We weren't the only ones to be removed from the grey list. The likes of Nigeria and Mozambique were also taken off the grey list. What does this actually mean in the scheme of global economics and global trade?
Well, so every country has, very broadly speaking now, a country risk premium. And that country risk premium will be made up of many aspects, one of which would be grey listing if you're on the grey list, but it'll be also made up of other things, such as anyone's perceived measure of political uncertainty. It'll be made up of where your investment grade is by the sovereign rating agencies. So you have all sorts of factors that add to a country risk premium. And that country risk premium then determines how far away you are from your fair value. Now, often when we talk about fair value, we're coming down to the currency. So if the rand dollar's fair value right now, by all sorts of different measures, could be anywhere between, you know, 14 to 16 against the dollar, well, why is it then higher than fair value? Why is it weaker than fair value? It's because of the risk premium that is perceived on the country. So the grey list would be adding to that. So by removing a country off the grey list, the country risk premium comes down and you have a better chance of your bond yield, so your debt servicing costs, your currency, moving back to what is effectively just a fairer assessment without all of these stains to the reputation. And if you think about a grey list also from a transactional perspective, if you are on the grey list, it means that financing transactions in a country are peppered with uncertainty. And that doesn't really leave any investor more certain that they'll get a good rate on their return, no matter what type of investment that is. So if you remove yourself off the grey list, then, of course, you have a better chance of attracting investment.
Now, Gina, we know that coming off of the grey list does not necessarily mean, well, does not necessarily equate to coming out of something like junk status from an investment point of view. So just because we're no longer grey listed does not guarantee we will receive inflows from outside capital. I want to take a look at that and perhaps look at it from the perspective of what it does for reputation and integrity and reliance that the international market then places on countries that are no longer on the grey list, or even countries that are able to come off as quickly as we have. Because I think on the African continent, barring Mauritius, this might be a new record in terms of coming off that list.
Yes, absolutely. So I think a good comparison here would be, you know, what you said about the rating agencies. So in the event you get put into junk status, a country like South Africa did recently, we fell out of what was known as the World Government Bond Index, which meant as a country, you just get wiped off it. And suddenly those flows that you were enjoying, those are passive flows. They come to you anyway. These are not investors scrutinizing South Africa. These are investors who have invested in the World Government Bond Index. And if a country is no longer in that, it cannot enjoy that ongoing, consistent inflow of investment flows. And that's why this is not as meaningful or sudden as, let's say, a sovereign ratings change. If you're removed off the grey list, the benefit is not going to be the sudden inflow of investment, but it is going to facilitate or accelerate more transactions. It's going to guarantee more transactions. So it's almost a slow trickle over time to get back to where we were. It's a relief for anyone who is operational or wanting to be operational from a financing perspective. And that, again, is a positive for South Africa because it's actually a long-term benefit.
Gina, we might find that we are feeling the relief now, but how important is it to not get back onto the grey list? The last thing we want to do is move one step forward and then 10 steps backwards. What do we need to do from a country perspective to ensure that we don't do that?
So it's absolutely imperative that once you've moved off the grey list, that you don't move back onto it, because you're just going to undo all of the credibility you enjoyed. In other words, what South Africa has shown now is that it has quite quickly, in 32 months, addressed all 22 action items that SATF, who put us on the grey list, told us to address. And that means that we can now prove ourselves. But our credibility will increase as long as we can stay off the grey list. You know, we effectively need to get to a point where people forget that South Africa was once grey listed. Because if you suddenly get grey listed quite soon after that, then you're going to lose credibility. It's going to mean people are going to look at South Africa and say, okay, well, this was an area of reform. Well done, you did it. But now that reform's gone backwards. So, you know, how certain should we be that every time you take that one step forward, that you're not just going to fall back, depending on who's in charge, depending on taking your eye off the ball. So this is really just about credibility. You need to stay off that grey list, not go back onto it. Because I think also once you go back onto it, to try and get off it again, it's going to come with less credibility. And maybe if you come off it a second time, it's going to create more question marks about, okay, they're off it for a second time. Maybe they'll just go on it a third time. So we have to stay off it. And that's actually, this is where the hope sits, is that the things that have been put in place to get off the grey list arguably may have insulated and strengthened South Africa's capabilities for those 22 action items then before we got grey listed. It's a bit, again, like a sovereign rating. It's very hard to get out of junk status. It is far more difficult to get upgraded than it is to get downgraded. So once you have been upgraded, you really have proved yourself. And I think that's what the hope is about getting off this grey list and also getting off it, as I said, you know, fairly soon, far quicker than what a lot of countries suffer.
We may be off the grey list, but the Rand is going to take a little bit more from a risk sentiment perspective for that risk premium to start to come down. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thank you so much to Gina for those insights and for the time. Lovely having you on the show. Gina Skooman, Head of Research at Citi South Africa, joining us to take a look at South Africa coming off the grey listing.